Hello, dear lovely people of the internet. This may be a bit weird, but I got a lot of questions for my AMA. Not that there were that many people who are that interested in me, but the ones who asked questions did ask a lot of questions. And this is not meant to sound like I'm complaining. I am very, very happy about it. It's very cool. I love questions and questionnaires. I love listening to them. And I think it's quite relaxing to answer them. And I hope it's okay to listen to me. But yes, there are a lot of questions, so I was thinking about how to answer them. Maybe it would be the most clever way to just write down my answers and answer to your comment. But I really like the audio aspect, so I did not want to make it that simple, and I have decided that I would like to split this into, I think, 2 episodes, and that's the reason why I'm answering this so early, because this is just the first part. I think I will just answer them the way they appear to me on the screen in front of me, and I will see how long it takes me and how far I'll get. And yes, I hope that's an okay way to do it. And thanks again to everyone who asked anything. And I will start now with the comment that is here, the first comment, by Not Raz. Raz, I don't exactly know how to pronounce it. I will butcher a lot of usernames in this probably, but yes, he asked, thank you for the question. What's your favorite script you've recorded, and what's your favorite ice cream flavor? I've only recorded one script so far, so that's not a very hard question, and it was an absolutely amazing script by 13th Fox, and I had a lot of fun recording it, so that's my favorite. My favorite ice cream flavor is probably something chocolatey, but maybe not too sweet. I'm not a big fan of Ben & Jerry's. I think it's too sweet and too fudgy. I actually like to get something chocolate-like and then something fruity. So, classic combination. Next questions by The Phantom Mistress. Very cool username, and it's lovely to meet you too. The questions are, when did you realize you had psychic abilities? Actually, I was hoping to discover them together with you now, but nobody asked me to talk to their dead relatives, so I guess we'll have to skip that. Second question. Favorite music genre? I like to listen to a lot of hard rock and metal, but I would actually say that I listen to a lot of stuff. I like blues, like almost everything that has great guitar work, because I sometimes attempt to play guitar. and I just listen to a lot of stuff. I also like hip-hop and rap. I tend to listen to more English rock music, and when I listen to German music, I tend to listen to more rap music, maybe? Yeah. So I just like to discover new music. But metal definitely has a special place in my heart, I would say. Then there are a lot of questions by the fabulous Fox. Thank you for those. First question is, how do you get involved in GWA? Good question. It was, I don't know, weird story that I don't want to recall in that many details. Basically, I have been listening for a very, very long time, like 2 years maybe, and I have never really thought about posting myself or being part of the community, even though I always really liked that. Even just as a lurker, I got the feeling that it was a community and there were people doing this together in a way and being like-minded, and I really enjoyed that. And basically, you could say questionnaires got me into GWA, to make it short. How did you pick your username? This account is not very old. When I made it, I did not intend to start using it to post. But when I was really curious about posting, I just thought of this account I had made and I used it for that. And I just combined the two words and I thought it sounded, kind of edgy, but maybe a bit cool, and I guess it fits a bit because I have written about souls in art before. So, yeah, there's not really a story behind that, I'm sorry. What turns you on audio-wise? Kinks or words or accents or whatever? Oh, God. I think for me it's very dependent on the voice, which I feel bad for sometimes, because some people do create great things, but I just don't feel a connection to their voice, I guess. And I'm super sorry for that. So the voice is a big thing, obviously. And then I guess you can see what my kinks are. If you listen to my audios, I am very much into teasing the other person until the other person cannot take it anymore. And I guess I'm more, I don't really like these categories, but I guess I'm more on the submissive side. Words or accents? I like British accents, as a lot of people do. I admire other people who speak so beautifully. A thing I unfortunately am not able to do So, yeah, I would say the voice turns me on, and it turns me on to hear the other person being really turned on by their thoughts. I sometimes like to listen to pretty vanilla or caring things, like the boyfriend or roommate stuff, but I also like to listen to pretty rough things a lot of the times. I guess I'm into being dominated and being told what to do and a little bit of spanking or choking would be nice. Yeah. Next question. Do you have a favorite insult that you would bust out to someone who was making a nuisance of himself? Just so I recognize it when I say it to me, it says in brackets. I don't think you will ever make a nuisance of yourself. I'm very glad to have you here. I'm not really someone for insults, I guess. I don't curse a lot. I will sometimes do it, of course. And if somebody annoys me, I tend to ignore them pretty obviously because I'm not always a very nice person. Or if it's a friend or somebody close to me, who I want to talk to about it, I'm just pretty honest if there's any conflict. I think it's always good to, just talk things out. So I would not use any insults to tell somebody they annoy me. It just occurs to me that I am taking this question probably way too seriously, and then it's just a way to get a funny insult out of me, and I don't have any. I'm sorry to disappoint. What would you say is your spirit animal? Definitely a cat. I love cats, and I just want to be a cat. They are so cool, and as I said, I'm not always super nice, and I like to do my own stuff independently. And I think that's what I like about cats. They just seem so happy with themselves. They can be little assholes, but very cute and cuddly. Yes. Who has had the biggest influence on you as a person and how? If that isn't too personal. I would definitely say my mother. My mother raised me alone, and she did a lot of great things that I am very thankful for. She did a great job raising me, considering how she was raised herself, because she had a terrible childhood, and at the same time, I this is very personal, but it's not meant to sound like I'm complaining. As I said, I'm very thankful for a lot of things she did for me, but at the same time, since she isn't the most stable person, maybe. She has a bipolar disorder. I had to care for her a lot, and it could be kind of hard to, even as a pretty young child, have that feeling that you have to be there for somebody and have to be strong for someone, and I think in our relationship the roles often were a bit reversed, And that definitely has influenced me a lot in positive and negative ways, I guess. We don't really have a lot of contact anymore, I'm afraid, but we had some unhealthy codependency stuff going on, I guess. Next question. What number am I thinking of? Well, that's super easy. 13, obviously. Next. I'm dreaming about a woman with a fantastic German accent and a very sexy imagination. Any idea how this first happened? Well, I cannot tell you. Obviously, that's a very serious problem and you should seek help for that because it cannot be good. Okay, I just got a call and my recording was interrupted by that and I had to answer it. Now I've lost where I was. I'm sorry. Next question. Do you write a script word for word, improvise, or something between the two? I have written scripts for myself. And I always see these very great and elaborate scripts that are amazing, and the people just have such an admirably great way with words. And when I write something for myself, I have done it 2 times, I think. It's just these really, really simple sentences that I think feel quite natural if I say them. And I have actually written another script for myself that I haven't recorded yet because it turned into, it's really, really bad. It's like really bad, really cheesy porn. It's horrible. But maybe I will record it just for the fun of it. I'll see. Yeah, I have written scripts for myself that I have followed pretty closely, but I think it feels and sounds more natural when I'm improvising, I think. I'm not sure I have found my style yet when it comes to that. Your English is fantastic. How easy do you find it to translate your thoughts? Do you find English a little limiting? Oh, such flattery. Thank you. I don't really translate my thoughts. I think with English I'm at this very weird stage where you understand language pretty well, and when I hear or read something in English, I'm not translating that in my head. I just know what the words mean. And when I speak, it's similar. Just sometimes I, of course, run out of words and I have to think about the German word, and then I have to think about whether I know a translation for that. And sometimes there are some words that are difficult to translate. And for me, it's very frustrating to be at this stage where I make mistakes, but often after I've made them, I notice them, and it's really annoying for me. And it must be really annoying for the people who talk to me sometimes, and I am very sorry about butchering your language. What's your idea of a really great evening? I'm a pretty chill person, I guess. I really like to have some friends over and cook for them, and I like being the host, and I often am the host of my friend group because I have a pretty big room. Most of us live in shared flats, and I have a TV, so that's nice for movie nights. And I really enjoy cooking and preparing everything and making everyone feel at home and give them an evening that's as stress-free as possible. And then I like to catch up with them and watch some preferably bad movies to make it more fun. Yes, I like that. I'm not person who drinks a lot. I'm not such a big fan of bars. In Germany, you can still smoke in some bars. That's just annoying and it's loud and you cannot really talk to people. What I like to do sometimes is go out dancing alone. I enjoy the feeling of being very independent, coming and leaving when I want to, and dancing the night away. I love to dance, and I see it more as a fun way to exercise, to power myself out, to just move and lose myself a bit. That's fun, but I don't do it very often. If you could do a collaboration here on GWA, meaning you could direct and star in an audio, who would you like to work with? Who would write the script? Who would edit? Who would star with you? And what would it be about? God, I maybe I should have written these questions before, because I don't think I can answer that honestly. The first reason for that is that I don't really know the answer, and the second is that I would not like to pick any favorites, because there are so many amazing, creative and interesting and talented and super nice people here. What I would like to do sometime, I don't know if it has been done, probably it has. I think it would be really interesting to answer a questionnaire together with another person. I don't have anyone in mind, I just think it could be cool to do a questionnaire together and kind of discuss a bit more about the questions. I'm not sure. Maybe that could be fun. I think it could be fun. Very, very boring answer. If there is a fire in your flat and you can only save three objects, what would they be and why? Whew. I guess I should pick some objects that I'm emotionally attached to. But I'm not sure if I'm that attached to any objects I own. I would probably just grab my handbag, if that counts, because there are all the important things in there, like my key, my phone, most of the time. And of course, my purse with all my credit cards, health insurance card, license, ID, stuff like that. So I would be concerned about these practical things, I guess. Yeah. What are your top five songs or pieces of music? It says in brackets, music is very subjective, so you don't need to answer why. That's very true. And as I said, I have not thought about this before. I probably should have. I definitely should have. So I will just name the first five that I really like and that come to my mind, and I will try to name different genres to make it more interesting. The first one would be Lux Aeterna by Clint Mansell from the soundtrack of the movie Requiem for a Dream. I love that. Not the movie in particular. I have only seen it once. I don't have many memories of it, but I love this piece of music. It's so great. I love it. I think Clint Mansell is very underrated. He also has done the music for Black Mirror, and I think for the recent Ghost in the Shell movie, and I think he does a very great job. So that was one. Number two would be Return to Serenity by Testament. Testament is one of my absolute favorite bands. I love them. And Return to Serenity is such a beautiful song, and the guitar solo is so, so amazing. I just read, so you don't have to answer why. I should probably keep this shorter. Number three. Wow, now it gets hard. Maybe Arsonist's Lullaby by Heusier. Don't know how to pronounce his name. The wonderful musician who did Take Me to Church, I think, is his most famous song. I love his music, and I particularly like that song. So that was three. God, this is so hard to pick five. God, maybe Rock Bottom by Eminem. I like it. I feel like it's one of his not so famous songs. It's pretty old, from the Slim Shady LP, I think. And it has this amazing sample, and to me it feels very emotional and raw and honest, but at the same time it still has some of that crude humor I enjoy about Eminem. That was four. So we have soundtrack, metal, blues, hip-hop, what else? Maybe, this is not a good answer, but maybe Bohemian Like You. I enjoy these rock songs that always put you in a good mood. This radio rock that reminds me of Saturday mornings. And even though I don't drink coffee, the smell of fresh coffee and just the radio playing and everything is fine in that moment. Yeah, can always listen to that, definitely. Those were the questions of the amazing Mr. Fox. Thank you very much. It took me a long time and I just rambled on and on. I think it's good to split this up into episodes, because this is only the fourth person who wrote me that we are getting to now, and it's the lovely Deeply Sleepy, whose username I love and I can relate to very much. And he asked,
what do you do to help you sleep at night? And he wrote, not the most creative question, but I'll ask more if I think of any. You can still ask for episode 2 of this, but I think it's a very, very good question because a lot of people struggle with sleeping, and I am definitely one of them. But I have found ways that help me to fall asleep faster. I don't want to talk about this too much because it may make me sound like a crazy person, but I am a big fan of meditation, and I find that it has definitely helped me fall asleep faster and better. So that would be a tip. Then another one would be to create an environment in which you can feel safe, whatever works for you. There were times when I couldn't sleep, where I always lit a candle to fall asleep. Not because I'm afraid of the dark, but just because I felt anxious and this warm light kind of soothed me. So yeah, my tip would be meditation. If you want to try it, there are apps that work pretty good to start out. And yeah, just make yourself as comfortable as possible. It's a hard question, really, but a good question. If anyone has any other tips, please tell me. Next by I Like Red Panties, a fellow German. Yes. He wrote, some of these may be oddly specific, but I'm asking for scientific research and national security reasons. I can get behind that. That's very important. First question, would you fit into a regular-sized bear hug? It depends on the bear. I don't know what a regular-sized bear hug is, but I would say that I am very huggable and I fit into all hugs, yes. Question 2, what's the size of your wrists and neck? That's not creepy at all. Thanks for the question. I don't actually know, and I don't have any way to measure it right now. But I can tell you that the circumference of my head is 55 centimeters, if that makes you happy. Then, a question in German. Sonntagsfrage. Wenn heute Bundestagswahl wäre, was würdest du frühstücken? Ja, dasselbe wie jeden Tag. Nichts. Ich habe gerade letztens mit meinem Mitbewohner darüber geredet, wen wir gerne als nächsten Bundeskanzler hätten, jetzt da Angela Merkel das wahrscheinlich nicht mehr so lange macht. Und wir haben uns entschieden, dass wir doch sehr gerne eine geteilte Bundeskanzlerposition hätten, so wie die Grünen das auch machen. Und wir hätten am allerliebsten eine geteilte Spitze, bestehend aus Sarah Wagenknecht und Christian Lindner. Ja. Question 4, back to English. Coffee or tea? Tea, always. I hate coffee. I don't know why anyone drinks it. Question 5, leather or silk? Well, it depends on for what. I mean, for underwear, I would prefer silk. For other things, I would prefer leather. I think I'm into the look of leather restraints a bit. Yeah. What are your thoughts on threesomes and monogamy versus polygamy? I'm not sure I'm made for sharing. I think it's great if you can do it. Maybe I could do a threesome, maybe with friends. I'm not sure I could do it with a partner and another person. I think I'm just too insecure for these things. And I'm happy if it works for people, but I often observe that one maybe this is totally wrong, but with polygamous relationships, I often feel like one person is pushing the other person into things they don't actually feel comfortable with. So if both partners are comfortable with it, that's really great. But I think I would like it just between two people. And yeah, I mean, relationships can be complicated enough, so two is enough for me. Do you enjoy getting your mind corrupted? Well, obviously I do, very, very much. Which is better, summer or winter? Winter, I hate summer. I'm very, very happy because all the people around me seem to love it and they get really happy when the sun comes out, but it's not my thing at all. What is the optimal amount of towels to carry around? How many should be brought to a first date? You should always bring one towel at least. You should always have one towel. And if you're going on a date, you should obviously bring a sex towel because that could be needed and you should always be prepared. Thanks for these questions. Captain Jericho. 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 Who knows? Thank you for your questions. Who's hotter, Gandhi or Bilbo Baggins? This is easy. It sounds like it's supposed to be hard, but it's not. Of course, Bilbo. I was really into Martin Freeman's portrayal of Bilbo in The Hobbit, just because I was really into that I don't give a fuck about anything that happens around me attitude he gave. Two, are you pro-Skeletor or anti-Skeletor? I have once seen a video of someone in a Skeletor costume twerking. It was very entertaining, so I would say pro. 3. Did you join GWA and make several audios just to eventually sell BMX calendars to other members? No, but pretty close. In Germany, I don't know if it's a German thing, actually. Wait, I have to Google that. Sorry. I really should have prepared myself. I'm afraid all my all my answers are super bad, but there's this erotic carp fishing calendar. They are great. They are just sexy, cute women holding carps, and I would like to sell everybody one of those. I'm not even getting paid for that, just making free advertisement. Question number 4. If you could spend one day as a man, would you A, compare your driving ability to see if the stereotype about women drivers is true, B, plait your body hair, or C, masturbate to your own audios to gain audio performing insight? Obviously C and B. First C, then B. A, I think I'm an okay driver. I can parallel park, I can drive pretty fast, pretty safely, and I can drive, you know, shift gears. So yeah, I can even because my father is a very weird person, the first thing he taught me how to do was how to drift with a car, so I can do that too. 5. Have you considered the tremendous benefits of owning a stake in a timeshare villa in the Magellanic Cloud Nebula? PM me, so you know how to PM now if you want to take part in this. I don't think I'm a very big fan of the timeshare concept. I have only recently learned about it, and it seemed to be a bit scammy to me. And yeah, no, I'm sorry. You will have to sell your stuff somewhere else. I'm only buying and selling carb calendars, sexy carb calendars. And then at the bottom it says, very authentic and nice accent, in brackets, Deutsch, Fragezeichen. Yes, it's German. Next questions by Lord Bartex. Thank you for these questions. Do you have a favorite animal? Cats, obviously. Cats are the coolest. Cats. 2. What is your favorite story, fairy tale, or legend? I'm into weird stories, but I'm not very good at remembering them. I like a bit of the creepy stuff. There was one urban legend about a guy without a face, the Green Man, I think they called him, walking around at night in a small American town. And they all thought he was some kind of ghost story. And yeah, it was apparently just this urban legend that was being shared and going around in that town. And then it turned out that it was actually a real person who lost a lot of his facial features, I think either in war or in an accident. I'm so bad at remembering these things. And he only went out at night because he was so ashamed and he scared the people so much with his disfigured face. I think you should be able to find it if you Google the Green Man. I think it was somewhere in Missouri. Not sure. I like this story, or I find this story to be very sad, and it's just something I remembered about urban legends sometimes turning out to be true and being worse than the ghost stories that are told. I think reality writes the most absurd and crazy stories. If you could choose one fictional character to hang out with for one day, who would it be? I'm so sorry. That's hard. There are so many fictional characters that I think are very cool, but I'm not actually sure if I would enjoy hanging out with them. Maybe someone from Avatar, The Last Airbender, because everybody there is so cool. I would love to spend a day with Toph, or Sokka, or Zuko, or Suki. That would be really cool, I think. Yeah. Okay, I think because this is only one question, I will do this by unpronounceable test the Sula. Thank you. For this question, would you prefer feathered angel wings or leathery dragon wings? Feathered angel wings would probably look cuter, but leathery dragon wings, leathery sounds so disgusting, but I think they would be more efficient and practical. I think feathered angel wings would just be in the way all the time. They would be hard to clean, hard to hide, easy to get stuck in doorways and stuff. So I would go with the leathery dragon wings. Also, I think bats are kind of cute, so yeah, I'll go with the second option. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for these questions. I'm very, very sorry about the quality of my answers. Maybe it will get better on episode 2 of my AMA that I will do on Sunday, I guess. You can still ask questions if you would like to learn even more about me. All the questions were amazing. Thank you so much. You are all such lovely and nice and great people. Everyone I've met so far is so cool. And I am very glad to have joined your community a bit. Yes, I think I still have some questions left, and I will answer them next time. And I, at least, am looking forward to it. So, thank you again, and have a very, very nice time. I hope you're all as well as you can be. And yeah, bye.